What's going on, wrestling fans? Welcome into Near Falls with D Hall, a wrestling podcast, episode number 71. In today's episode, we are going to be talking about and with a bunch of different college coaches from across the area at the Division 1, 2, and 3 level. Super excited to release this, guys. It's been a lot of work, a lot of fun talking to all these different coaches from around the area. Super excited to get into it. But if you haven't already, go back, check out my long form interviews that I released this summer, Joe Marcara, Mackenzie McGuire, Ty McGeary, and just recently, Rob Walker, who I just sat down with episode number 70. That was a lot of fun. Go back and check out those long form episodes. I really enjoyed having those guys over. And coaches, thank you guys so much for hanging out with me, taking time out of your busy schedule this time of year. I know it's a lot. Sitting down and talking about your squad, but yeah, man, a lot of fun. I hope you guys enjoy this edition of the NCAA preview brought to you by Switch Custom Apparel. All right. Joining me now on the call, head coach of Glenville State University, Dylan Cottrell. How are you, sir?
Great, man. Great to be here. Ready to talk some Glenville State wrestling as always, trying to promote our guys, promote our program, and excited about this year.
Love it, man. I can see it in your eyes. Second time I've had you on. Super excited to talk to you. First things first, man, I've been talking to a couple coaches tonight and last week I did the start of the college interview process. I didn't know that you guys wrestled right on the football field. You guys did an event like that in November. Talk to me about that. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, we've done it the last 2 years, so named it Battle of the Gridiron. The initial thought was just to coming out of COVID, right? Because we started that program in COVID, and we were trying to find ways that when we're talking recruiting, cool stuff to do with recruits, and also for our guys, right? Like they spent their whole first year right wrestling in just like small spaces or doing whatever with COVID. So we were like, all right, what can we do that's different? Not different, but something maybe on the D2 level that's a little bit different, right? I've seen it in Division 1 and other places. And so, I got with our AD and I was like, what do you think about this? And he was all for it, right? And he was like, this is going to be great, right? And, like I said, the big one is the weather, right? Trying to schedule in November. So, but the teams that we had for it, ahead of hand, they were down and they were super excited about it. But at the same time, they were perfectly okay with, hey, if it is 40 degrees or raining that day, like it's all right. We'll move it inside and do whatever.
Just roll them out in the gym, right?
Yeah. So, our facilities are amazing, honestly, for a Division 2. Either way, it's been great, but yeah, it's been a great event the last 2 years. It's different for sure. Our guys, I don't want to say complain, but they kind of talk about the difference in wrestling out there in the open air, right? And a lot of times, and I'm sure the other coaches might have experienced this too with their guys, but our guys' legs and their wind, it doesn't feel the same for them. So a lot of our guys, right, it's definitely different, right? It has to be for the people that are not coming there, right, and doing it for the first time and experience it, because I'm sure it is a little bit of a different shock. Right. Wrestling outside, especially, a lot of teams do practices and stuff like that, but like actually wrestling a live competition outside. So some of our guys, right. Some of our freshmen and stuff were like, man, that's a lot different than no wrestling doubt. In the same gym or wherever it is. So, but no, it's a cool event. Right. And it's good. Right. Like last year, our president of the university was down there on the front row. Right? Oh, he almost like was on the mat, like about to get kicked out because he was like so excited. Right. So his dad actually was a WVU alumnus as well as a wrestler. So he was down there and we had like our VP, our AD right on the football field. So it was a cool event and ties in. And we do it during the day or we have in the past, like during the week. So kind of what we do is like our professors will allow it to like, like if they have class during that time, like they'll allow their kids to go there as long as they go to the match for like extra credit or something. So it brings in a pretty good crowd too.
No doubt. Okay. Next thing I have for you, as we get in to this off season, who are some of the leaders of the room that you have identified?
Well, for us, definitely Gavin Kyocho, right? Coming back off a national championship. I think that's a big leap for our program, just for anyone you know, maybe in our program or even recruits to see, hey, you know, I can go to Global State and win a national title, you know, and, you know, he did it as a sophomore, right? So two more chances to do it, true sophomore at that. So, you know, he's a huge one, and he's a kid that does everything right. You know, like midterms just came out, like great, amazing grades, right? Like, he student teaches, right? Education major. So he's like doing student teaching on top of it. Always getting individuals, probably just two or three individuals with either me or Coach Andrietto a week. Right. So, he's just one of those kids, right, who does everything right. He's not a super loud, like, you know, rah, rah guy. But someone that you can definitely lead, right. If we have kids that come in and they're like, hey coach, you know, what do you think to go to the next level? I said, you should get Gavin Kiocho's number and be texting him every time he works out. Right. If you want to win, right, follow someone else who's winning. So, you know, he's been a great leader for us. You know, we got multiple other guys, right, in the room, who have been here, you know, pretty much since the start of it, you know? So, you know, that's always nice. Devin Easton coming back at 125, you have, Ethan Hardy, who's been here, a national qualifier, Jordan Williams, has been here 3 years. So, you know, we have a combination of some of those older guys, but, I'll say, you know, our program has been kind of a turning wheel of, you know, bringing guys in, bringing transfers in, new faces, and, you know, plugging in where we have to. And, you know, with the transfer portal, I think if you're going to win, right, you kind of have to do that. So
talk to me about that. And that was my next question. What is your, like, how do you build a team? Are you guys predominantly transfer portal guys, or you try to build like through high school guys? What's that look like?
To be honest, we're definitely probably more transfer, right? We got like 35 guys on the roster. I would say 20 of them are transfers, right? We've had a lot of success in there, whether it's, you know, maybe a little bit part of having a young coaching staff where we can relate to the guys, you know, or, you know, just being able to sell what we're doing here. But yeah, we're pretty transfer heavy, you know. At the same time, I'm always really wanting to recruit, you know, good freshmen to, you know, build that foundation to where the program is kind of a cog in the wheel, right? And I can just get out of the way. So, you know, the transfers is more like, you know, we got two seniors graduating and we don't really think someone's ready to fill in, to be an all-American, right? Let's go to the portal and plug real quick, right? While we let this other kid mature and we bring in. So, you know, we're always wanting to bring in freshmen. All right. And especially West Virginia freshmen, you know, cause we got to recruit the state. It's a great state for G2 wrestling, right? Always looking in the Whippeole, right? Always looking in Ohio. So, you know, don't get me wrong. Now that we're, you know, having some more success, we're going out and branching and you know, looking at some kids from California and Texas, you know, different places. But for the most part, man, we just can't spend a whole lot of time looking, you know, that far. We don't have the resources for it either. You know what I mean? Like a flight to bring a kid in from like the West Coast, you know, for a visit, for a maybe, you know, $600, $700, bare minimum, right? And it's just like Division I's can do that. We don't have that money, right? Just in the operation budget. So we have to really pick and choose if we're gonna go kind of far with bringing guys. And so we got to make sure that like it's a real option, you know, that we've talked to them and they're like, hey, you know, you guys are in the top two. Like if we're bringing in those guys. So, you know, we're trying to stay local. We're trying to do PA, Ohio, West Virginia when we're talking about freshmen. But I'm always going to look at the transfer portal, right? Nothing against freshmen at all. Okay. But like freshmen you run into, they get here, right? What if they get homesick, right? You have more of that and they want to go home, right? You lose big recruits because of that. Or, you know, they're just not ready yet, right? You can bring in a guy who's been in a Division I program, NAIA program, maybe an All-American or someone who hasn't started at Division I. They've been there for 2 years. I don't got to worry about them coming in and being ready and trying to, you know, work everything from the ground up, right? We just tinker a couple of things on how we like them to wrestle, right? And then we're ready to go, right? I don't got to worry about them in grades, right? They've been eligible for 2-3 years. You know, the freshman, you always got to worry about that first semester with some grades. So it's just a little bit easier, right? It's experience. But at the same time, you know, you got to recruit those freshmen. You got to build that longevity. Right. But I'm a big fan of the portal. Right. This program would not be anywhere near what it is if the transfer portal didn't come around. I mean, that's how we got relevant. Right.
Gotcha.
So fast. Right.
Yeah. I mean, hey, there's different ways to go about it. And, you know, that's definitely one of them. No doubt. Yeah, it's always interesting to ask that question.
I use my resources with WVU pretty well. I mean, if I had probably 5 Division I dropdowns from WVU. So, you know, that doesn't hurt to keep in that chain and get going, you know. So it is. The transfer portal can be great if it's used correctly, you know.
No doubt. Okay, next couple questions I have for you. As you get those guys in, how do you build that schedule to get these guys ready for regionals and nationals at the end of the year?
D2 model's different because, you know, you really only got to be good, you know, twice a year, right? Regions and so regions and NCAA. So you got to make sure that you're getting the guys to the finish. But at the same time, it's a battle for me because I really like our guys to wrestle a lot of matches. We wrestle a lot more matches than a lot of people do, right? We have guys last year that had 35, 40 matches, right? And I like that, right? You can't get better without doing it, right? If you want to get better at wrestling, you got to wrestle, right? And there's no substitute or simulation that you can do in practice that matches live matches. You can't, right? So that reaction time's getting better every single time. Our guys are getting less nervous, right? They've been in the deep waters in every position. I want our guys to have that match load, but at the same time, sometimes it has to go down depending on the person. So I think, you know, when you build that schedule, you build it knowing, hey, we're going to have a lot of matches, and then we can pick and choose on the situation, right? The MEC is pretty cool because we have complete autonomy of our schedule, right? We don't have like the PSAC where we have to wrestle each team. Now, for the most part, you know, we do try to schedule each other and stuff, you know, throughout the year, but we don't have to, right? So we can put together kind of, if our budget allows it, we can put together whatever we want. So we're making sure we're wrestling the best people, we're seeing them, right? And for us, I like volume, right? Our guys do too. So, we try to do that. And then, you know, we wrestle WVU every year. We're wrestling Buffalo November 1st, right off the bat, right? So we're sprinkling in those Division I's, to really get that upper level, right? Win or lose, it's great for us because, you know, win situation, we wasn't supposed to do it anyways. That's awesome for the program. That's awesome for morale, right? You lose. I can tell you the last 2 years, the most that we came back after wrestling a match and was able to fix things was after we wrestled West Virginia, right? Because it was the best guys. And we realized, hey, you know, maybe even our national champ, right? What's he struggling in? Okay. So we need that, right? We need our top guys to get pushed and to see, not just smacking people. It's kind of hard to critique stuff when you're tech falling everybody, right? But so we need those matches for our top guys as well.
No doubt. Okay, Coach, when are wrestle offs and what does that look like for you guys? Do you guys do in-house, open house? What's that look like?
Yeah, so we're actually doing kind of like 2 events this year. So October 21st and October 28th. So, next weekend we do inter-squad, right, which is everybody on our team, they're wrestling, giving everybody a chance. And they're both open to the public, right? And I don't, you know, it's mostly going to be parents or whatever. But, next weekend, inter-squad, everyone wrestles. We take the top 2 out of that, right, for per weight class. And then we kind of do a mock dual meet on the 28th. Right, where the number 1 and number 2 wrestle each other. You know, we'll do like the typical wrestle off, the blue versus black. You know, our guys will get to choose teams and pick captains and do all that, try to have some fun with it. But we do that. But I'm not a coach who's my starters are not off of a wrestle off. You know, I don't care who you can beat in our room. You're not wrestling people in our room. You know, those guys wrestle each other every day. You know, they can figure out kind of how to beat each other, keep it close. So we've had kids even in this program, right, who lost wrestle offs and we start because, you know, when the lights are on and everything, they're the ones that shine. And
no doubt.
You know, my job is to not be biased and to put the 10 best guys out there at regionals. So that's what I'm going to do. Right. And my opinion, a wrestle off in-house is not the best way to pick your 10 best wrestlers.
Gotcha. Okay. So next thing I have for you, 2 more questions. Any streaming options? How can we watch you guys?
Yeah, so I mean, just like everything else, MEC, right? The MEC TV is anything that's
they do a nice job, man. I like watching the stuff on there.
Yeah, it's good. It's good quality production, and we're doing new stuff with ours this year. It'll be better too. So we're gonna have somebody on audio this year. We haven't in the past, right? So that'll be new for us. They just were talking to us about the other day. Our production's trying to do, you know, more, and we love that. So we got a home invitational on the 4th, which is going to be really nice. We're running 5 mats, 12 teams, you know, Kutztown, Ashland, Seton Hill, us, Fairmont, you know, lots of solid teams in there. And then we got two other, home duels throughout the year. But anything MEC, right? You can catch it on MEC.tv. And then a lot of the bigger tournaments, right? The Midwest and the national duels and all that, that's going to be on your track wrestling, flow wrestling, stuff like that. So for the most part, right, if you're trying to watch us, you'll be able to, the Buffalo match, I think they have their own streaming service. Maybe they use a YouTube, and then our West Virginia match is on ESPN Plus. So that's always a cool one to check out as well.
Awesome. Okay. Last thing I have for you, anything or anyone you want to shout out before we leave you go?
Not really. Just, in general, our guys and my assistant coach, right. I'll say like our administration, right. Again, it's another year of people really completely backing Glenville State Wrestling. It's been awesome. And our guys are working, we're trying to have fun with it, where we're also making sure that we're working hard on everybody else in the country. So, I can't control much as a coach, but I can control shape. All right. So that's a big one. But happy to be here again, happy to do, what I love to do and around such a good group of guys. It's awesome. We're going to have a special year.
Coach, I appreciate you coming on and hanging out with us.
Yeah, for sure. Thanks for having me, man. Always.